Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy. Got some breaking news on the Big Show Network, and I've got a big old smile on my face on this one. This is awesome.
It's just allegedly.
No, you can hear it through the radio. I think I'm smiling. Breaking news on the Big Show Network, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. All praise Brian Gutekunst, if this is true. I'm assuming it is true. This is a legitimate guy reporting it. Aaron Wilson, who covered the Texans for a long time, now in the sports talk radio business, got like 60-some thousand followers on Twitter at @AaronWilson_NFL. Former Texans defensive end Whitney Mercilus expected to join the Green Bay Packers, per a league source. So, I've not seen if Rappaport has this yet or anybody else, but that is a big, big deal for the Green Bay Packers.
Ryan Wood,
if they bring him in.
Anybody from the up in Green Bay has?
I do not know.
Rob Domofsky and them guys.
I've been sitting on that dude's tweet this whole time so I could read it when I came out and didn't screw it up. Nothing from Ryan Wood yet.
Nothing for Domofsky. What about?
And they're sitting getting ready for.
What about Leroy's guy?
They're sitting getting ready.
Tom Silverstein.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for a a press conference with Matt LaFleur here. That's supposed to have started.
So they all sit in the room
like
together.
10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's going to be delayed.
2 minutes ago, Tom Silverstein just tweeted about it.
Okay, then that's gospel. Right. Tom's tweeted about it.
Let's see what Tom Silverstein has to say here on Twitter. Yeah, he just quote tweeted Aaron Wilson and said, "Looks like the Packers have some help at outside linebacker." So he's taking it as gospel of what Aaron Wilson is obviously reporting at this point. That's
Let
what it looks like.
Let me check Randall Cobb and see if this is true.
Leroy Butler, was all over this. So we talked about him getting released, and Leroy right away said, "Hey, Randall Cobb, you need to text and get him into Green Bay. Like, get this done."
Yes, Lord.
Because I was afraid, Gary, to bring up this name to Leroy the other day. Because, every time
funny.
It's a name,
it's a brand
name. It's like, duh, you and your names. Yeah, I like the generic. I don't like
brand generic.
Brand. So I was like, oh, great. So I'm going to bring up another good player, and he's going to tell me I'm nuts. So I was like, okay, here it is. He's like, oh, he's a good player. I like him.
Yeah, I like him.
So why do you like him so much, Leroy?
Versatile, big and strong. And you just want guys to play hard and – especially an outside linebacker, not sure what they're going to do with Za'Darius and Preston Smith. Gary pointed out he may be a little hurt than we think. This is perfect. And I'm just concerned about Jalen Smith because I want him to keep developing. But this is what we always talked about over the years, guys coming to play with Aaron or coming to play with the Packers or Gutekunst being aggressive, bringing in veterans, the grown men. Now, I'm saying 30 and up. That's what you're going to need. That's what Tampa did.
Yes.
Tampa, go find these guys, man. Yes. Tampa, pursue them guys.
This is the thing that we wanted Ted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you get somebody to come in on a one-year deal or half a year and plug holes with guys that can play?
Yeah.
And that's what Goody's doing. Aaron Wilson, the guy down in Houston, quote tweeted himself.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever done that to myself. Quote tweeted himself and said that Whitney Merciless joining Green Bay Packers, per a league source, also considered the Chiefs and Pittsburgh Steelers were the other two teams that he considered possibly joining. I don't know why Pittsburgh. I don't, unless he's from Pittsburgh or something. The Steelers are horrible. Like, why are you going to go there at this point? Either way. So he's from Akron, Ohio. So I have no idea. But this here is a guy that is 6'4", 258.
Mm.
He is 31 years old. Just turned 31 in July.
Grown man.
So not over the hill. None of that stuff.
Trying to get a ring.
This also would lead you to believe, Gary, that the thought process of Za'Darius Smith coming back probably isn't one the Packers are really thinking is probably going to happen by being aggressive and getting him.
Well, that's what it feels like. But I think if you look at Marcellus, he can play multiple positions.
Yes.
He's a lot like Jalen Smith because I think Jalen Smith can go inside, outside. This guy can hand in the dirt or stand up.
Yep.
A lot like Preston, a lot like Za'Darius. So they're trying to reinforce that defense. And, you know, this is kind of what we wanted them to do. I don't know how much he's got left, Leroy, from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But most certainly he got out of his contract. He could have gone anywhere that he wanted to go. He came to Green Bay. And that said something.
Can I get Sam Schmidt, our residential brainiac, to see if how we saying his name wrong? You know I'm big on names. How we say his name, Sammy?
Merciless. He's answering phones.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
oh,
Merciless.
You know, we got tent windows. I can't see him. Why we can't see our producers all the time? Can we bring them in the room? I need to talk to these folks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve, you're the boss.
All I know is that this is something that
man,
when we talked about this the other day, I, in my heart of hearts, did not think this would actually happen. I was hopeful, but I didn't think it would actually happen.
Why is that?
And you, neither one of y'all knew what I was doing in the break, and I started getting all excited, and y'all were like, what are you getting so excited about?
Every time you run around, it'd be
a
player.
Right. But that was big news. Big news, y'all. This is big.
Yes.
Again, you still need Jair Alexander back. You still gonna need him.
Oh, you're gonna get all your
even with this dude, you still gonna need Jair Alexander back before the playoffs.
Yeah.
But this gives you another legit guy that can get after the quarterback.
They tried that last year with Snacks Harris, remember?
Yes.
And that's a good had been sitting, you know. I know he made the move for the punter, man. That was platinum.
So where are they getting his money from?
No,
he's minimum deal.
So this was happening, right?
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they've got, you know, $7-8 million left. They're bringing guys in for like $1 million, $1.5 million to come in and play it out the rest of the year.
So once again, this is a result of them not signing the cornerback because now they have money.
Who's
Gilmore.
Right.
Had they signed Gilmore,
they would not have had Jalen Smith.
They would not have had either one of these guys.
Correct.
Brilliant, Gary.
Again, back to Goody. Yes. 100%. Yes.
And he still would have been hurt, Gary, coming off that torn thigh muscle. But fans don't care about that. We'll see the reaction, though.
And go back to what we were just talking about in the last hour. Mm. Do you feel better about Rodgers returning to Green Bay next season?
Oh my God.
I don't want you
all.
How are you not excited if you're Rodgers seeing what Goody's doing here? He's doing everything that every Packer player that played for McCarthy and Ted wanted the Packers to do during the course of their time in Green Bay. Goody's being aggressive and adding guys.
For this year.
Right, I understand. Right.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with next year.
Ted didn't do it any year.
What? Ted got a Super Bowl.
He had one offseason when he got Woodson and Pickett.
Yeah,
God bless him. That was great.
Yeah.
The Woodson move, unbelievable. Pickett was really good, too.
Yeah.
But after that, in-season moves like this, Ted never did something
like
this.
Well, I think the sign of the times, he would have done it. But we're talking about Ted from 10 years ago, or maybe even longer than that, when he first – 07, whenever he first got here, to developing what Ted in his mind, I want my team to be good today and tomorrow. So he tried to do it both ways.
And what is this?
Today, period.
This is go for it.
Today.
This is the go for
it
year.
This is
right?
It.
This is
two championships I mean, you would think Super Bowl, especially if this is the last year of Rodgers, Super Bowl, what's holding us back? Okay, defense. Let's keep – and I think the receiver's coming in too at some point.
You tell us. Whitney Merciless, what do you think? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Leroy, tell us all about your friends over at New Mail.
What? Speaking of excitement, I tell you what. If you ain't getting that kind of excitement that you normally would like, they can help you. If your girl walk by and you don't feel nothing, you need to come see New Mail. Yeah, if something happens in the bedroom and you're shy about it, come on in and talk to us. We can hook you up. I'm telling you, no pun intended. Low T, let's find out. Where's your energy level? That's why I had to call Gary when he wasn't feeling well. Let me find out where his energy level was. Then he sent me a 9-page text message. Okay, he good. He's good. Like, you got to check on your friends. And then you got to let your friends know, you know what? We're going on a cruise in 2022-23, next 2 years. Let's lose a few so we can take our shirts off and go down the slide with the kids or whatever. My daughter's getting married next May. Not my daughter, just your daughter. I wish some of these girls would get married. Save me a lot of money. You got to get in that tux. They can help you do that. For one, like them on Facebook, too. That's another way. If you can't call, just like them on Facebook. They'll see you like and they'll respond to you. 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. If you're just tuning in and don't know the Packers news, they are bringing in another linebacker slash defensive end. Merciless from the Texans, it appears, according to reports, Aaron Wilson out of Houston saying he is headed to the Green Bay Packers, recently released from the Houston Texans as they continue to shed good players. And contracts, as they've been doing for the last, 2 years now. They let another one go. He did not necessarily fit into what Lovie Smith wanted him to do. He likes to be more aggressive and attacking. And Lovie Smith, what he was asking him to do is to be more kind of reacting a little bit more, reading and reacting a little bit more, and playing back a little bit. So now he gets to come to Green Bay, and you would have think Mike Pettine would unleash him. And let him go get the quarterback, especially considering you have no Za'Darius Smith. Now, we're going to hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur here. We'll play that back for you once he's done talking. But what I can tell you injury-wise, so far from the Packer beat writers that are there, is this. David Bakhtiari practicing. Now, it's going to be a walkthrough only, but either way, he is officially back at practice today since tearing his ACL. So that's good. LaFleur said nothing's official yet on the Packers signing veteran edge rusher Whitney Merciless. But he did say that he's hopeful that Preston Smith, with his oblique, will be able to play on Sunday versus Washington. Rob Domofsky points out that Preston Smith has never missed a game in his pro career. Does that help you play in the football game then when you go to the coach and the trainer and the doctor, Leroy? That whole thing of, I've never missed a game, I'm not going to miss a game now, I'm good enough, let me play.
What,
do you think they care about that?
It's
He's
all
been
based,
in the league for a while.
It's all based on health. If you feel good, if you tell Doc McKenzie that, Doc, I feel good, and then the all the x-rays and the physical therapy matches, then you can play. But they're not going to go out there and risk you. You're too valuable just for a streak. They're not going to do that. I mean, and I would think most doctors would do that too, because overall it's about, you know, your overall health. Now, back in the 70s and 80s, hey man, going out there and play. Yeah, go on out there and play. You tear it up, you tear it up. Don't worry about it. We'll get somebody else in here. But if you're thinking about winning a Super Bowl, you know, which is it, a streak or a Super Bowl? Hey, man, I want to be as healthy as possible. And I also wouldn't want to do something that hurt my teammates. If I go out there and can't be 100%, I'm hurting my teammates. So, but if it's something you can play with, that's the difference between being hurt and injured. Everybody's probably hurt after week, what, Gary, 9, 8? You look banged up.
Maybe after the first game.
You look, feel like you look a little sore.
Back hurt.
You know, that adrenaline going, and you play. But if you're injured, you're just dragging that leg. Or if you're in protocol, they're asking you all these key words, and you can't say them, you can't play. You got to hit everything they've ever asked, just like this. Your wife's mom's maiden name. You know, what's your password? What's your kid's middle name?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to college? Just stuff that you would know. But if you're in protocol, and you have a concussion, you're not going to know. I mean, because you could say, what color is that? That's purple. Dude, that's blue. That's one more week. So if you can convince yourself and all that matches up, because they used to put us on these, they can get on the treadmill. Like if you got a sore knee, run on the treadmill, 3 miles an hour, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then they'll do an incline. If you can do that, okay, you can play. And then they'll say, wait, no, game time decision. I want the coach to go out there, take you through some drills and see. So you actually put your uniform on and do all the drills with nobody's in the stadium. How you feel? No, I don't feel it. And then you shut him down. But if you feel it in drilling, you feel good, then they'll let you play.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Fiverr with you, asking you, how excited are you about this Whitney Mercilus signing coming from the Houston Texans? And again, to me, it signifies that we're probably not going to see Za'Darius Smith anytime soon, obviously with that back surgery and so forth. It also signifies them being super aggressive. Now, you know what is on Twitter already. I'm already seeing people tweeting, it's nice that Aaron Rodgers has finally taken control of this organization as far as the aggressive nature of how they've been this year. And everybody seems to think that this is 12 got kind of pushing and prodding these guys to go get players to make him happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it feels like the Super Bowl run when all these guys got hurt.
Magic carpet run.
That's what it feels like.
But they're higher level players that they're bringing in now.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of guys hurt and they're just trying to replace guys. I mean, you look at the cornerbacks that they brought in, they Yiddum and these other, them ain't.
No, that was a trade of two bad players.
Right.
Bad corner for bad corner.
These ain't like big. Who was the other guy corner they brought in? They brought in another corner.
Douglas.
Yeah, Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, yep. I mean, they just throwing
and
against
the
wall.
And the third quarter they just brought in, they just cut yesterday.
Right. They just trying to see if it works, see if it fits, see if it sticks. I mean, Was it Big Howard Green? Was that who it was? I mean,
Big Green.
He was a pretty good football player. I mean, he talks about it. He had just got released from the Saints. He was a pretty good football player. That was not necessarily a big name, but he was serviceable in the NFL most certainly. I mean, this is what that feels like. We've got a lot of injuries, and they're plugging holes. Had they not had these injuries, I don't think they'd be doing this. Now, here's the difference. Ted did this with Ryan Pickett, Charles Woodson, and them.
In free agency one.
Right,
time.
Before the season.
Correct. Similar to Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Amos, and Billy Turner.
Before the season.
Right.
This is guys getting hurt. I need players. And they're falling to him.
He's bringing in Pro Bowl guys.
Yes.
He's not bringing in guys that have been okay. He's bringing in guys that have played at the highest level. Right.
Well, Jalen Smith and
both of them. Mercilus.
Mercilus.
But these guys got to want to come here because of the culture's. It's on point.
Exactly.
Because they can go anywhere. The culture is on point. I'm not going somewhere that's hostile.
Did you all see there was an article, I should go back and find it, on Jim McMahon. They did an interview with Jim McMahon.
Yep.
And McMahon talked about playing for the Packers and said, I think he played on 7 different teams, whatever. And he said top to bottom was the best organization I ever played in. Like, great people all the way around. It was amazing, right? And then they brought up Chicago, and he said that's where quarterbacks go to die. That's what was his exact quote.
Well,
that's
remember where I read you that. I remember I read that thing how he got to Green Bay because he was in Cleveland,
right?
And he
was with Belichick.
Got into a fight with your guy that we have on our show, the GM guy that don't
Lombardi.
Like, yeah,
because yes, McMahon was there with Belichick in Cleveland.
Yes,
but now again,
they screwed him over.
This is the other thing that you know. I kind of find it. I found amazing. He said he doesn't watch the Bears games. Doesn't care. Doesn't follow them. Don't care about them. Want nothing to do with them. Like, not at all. That to me, that blew my mind. Like, I thought that he'd be watching games. He doesn't watch their games at all. I was surprised.
I don't know
by
how
that.
I ended there for him. I can't remember.
Well, so, I mean, you
I don't
remember.
Know. Was he on a bad? Was it on a bad note? I mean,
it was
he
the
had
whole
that
McMahon.
Shoulder.
Yeah, but wasn't it the whole McMahon versus Tomczak thing with Ditka? And that whole deal?
Was that what
and Tomczak was
could've
Ditka's
been.
Guy, and McMahon and Ditka always butted heads could've or whatever. Been. And that whole fallout after that.
Well, that shoulder was all messed up from that one hit from Charles Martin. He was never the same.
No, it ruined his career.
Throw it.
Yes, it definitely ruined his career. So, but going back to what Leroy says, that goes back to that culture of how this organization is known. And for years on this radio program, I have said they could be doing what they're doing. And I've been told for years, this isn't Tom Brady. You know, do people really want to play with Aaron Rodgers? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was convinced that wasn't the issue. The issue was the front office not doing what they could be doing to get these guys in, meaning picking up the phone and calling their agent. That's where my concern was this whole time.
Well, you have
and right
to,
now, it looks like that was the problem.
Well, you have to understand, too, though, Steve, the money situation.
They're getting them for minimum deals.
Yes.
Which is what Belichick did in New England.
It's the money situation. And I, like I say, had they if they signed Gilmore, they wouldn't be able to do these things.
Correct.
They just did.
No.
So
and
you
they
have
were right
to give
and
the Packers,
wrong, and
right.
I'm good.
You have to give the Packers credit because we wanted Gilmore.
Yes.
We wanted we gave him a lot of crap. Reason why they didn't do it was because they couldn't do what they're doing right now. I mean, sometimes it's easy just to go get a guy, but how much is it gonna cost? Do we still need flexibility to do
fit?
Some other stuff?
Does
right.
Fit?
Does it fit?
Yeah.
And so do we still need flexibility to do some other stuff if some other guys get hurt? So it's just not like just going getting guys. It all has to work within the parameters of your contract and how they want to get stuff done.
Now, we don't know how Jalen Smith and Mercilus are going to play.
No, because both of the guys are very versatile.
Right, and Gilmore, we have to see what he's going to look like in Carolina. He's going to be able to come back here now. So we'll see how they all play out. If Gilmore plays that at a great level, makes a big impact, and these two don't, then we can revisit the conversation. But right now, as it stands today, it looks like the Packers made the right decision. Providing Jalen Smith looks better than he did last week because he didn't look good. Providing he looks better, and then Mercilus comes in and gets some quarterback pressures
Steve.
And so forth that makes up for Za'Darius Smith.
I'm gonna be smart guy. You ready for this?
Uh-oh.
I'm coming. I'm doing a Dennis Krause. I'm coming at you on this.
That's definitely Dennis.
Me or Leroy?
You. I'm coming.
Me.
You. He's pointing at you.
Well, I didn't know he was pointing at
you. He already yelled at me earlier.
You ready for this?
He did yell.
Steve, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Did they have to go talk to Mark Murphy about this, or did Gutekunst just had to do it on his own?
Well, see, Gary, what I'll tell you is the silos are gone in Green Bay. Those don't exist anymore, and it's a team decision. We all come together, and we have a conversation, Russ Ball, Mark, myself, and I'm Goody, you know. And we all have a conversation about, you know, where we want to go and what we want to do and what's out there and what's possible.
So you think they had to go talk to –
No. I think they were in the room. Rodgers walked in and said, "We're getting this dude and this dude. Go make it happen. I'm going back to practice."
That did not happen.
12 walked in.
No.
This is who I want. Go get him.
No,
going back to practice.
These guys is this.
Yeah, 12 exactly.
12 y'all got Randall Cobb. Right on Randall Cobb? Yeah, good. Yeah. I'll be right on Mercilus too. Go get that deal done.
No.
Go get that deal
that was
done.
A one-time deal.
I don't.
The rest of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, Murphy knows, but let's not get it. Construed, or is that a word?
Sure.
That works. Gutekunst running the football operations, okay?
Correct.
That's a fact.
Well, Randall Cobb was Rodgers. That's a fact.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Yes. We gather on that.
These moves
said
here.
Yeah.
These,
he said it.
Right. But these moves here, Jalen Smith and Mercilus, I don't know.
That's
it don't
I don't know.
Get them in.
12,
and that's
Goody,
why I like.
I don't know.
That's why I like LaFleur. Get them in the building.
Oh, yeah. If you're the head coach, you're loving
get
this.
Get him. Right? Rodgers, too. Get him in the building, and I can take it from there.
Rent or purchase new John Deere equipment today from Midstate Equipment. And they got everything you need for DIY home projects, including skid steers, mini excavators, towable lifts, trailers, aerators, and much more available for rent by day, weekend, week, or even by the month. Pickup and delivery available at additional cost. Call or stop into Midstate Equipment today to see their selection of rental equipment. Visit them online at MidstateEquipment.com. You can count on Midstate Equipment.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Freddy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Do you have those Boo Books? Do ya? They're back. Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty at Wendy's and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween. That's October 31st of 2021, or until supplies last, and can be redeemed until New Year's Eve of 2021. Love those Boo Books indeed. We're going to hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur here momentarily. And again, if you missed the interviews from earlier on in today's Wendy's Big Show, Ben Fennell, NFL Network, NFL and CBS producer, Eric Name of The Athletic, covers the Milwaukee Bucks, Jordy Nelson, the Super Bowl champion Packer wide receiver, all three of them joined us earlier in the show today on the Wendy's Big Show. Also, can rewind right there on your Odyssey app. If you don't have it downloaded, you should. It's free. Costs you nothing. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Or you can just go to BigShowNetwork.com. Toby Altizer and Sam Schmitz, our producers for today, do a great, great job of keeping that website updated while Dan Plucker is out this week. Plucker on vacation all week long. And you may see him if you're watching the Rams-Lions game this weekend out in L.A. Plucker is going to be there. Plucker is going to be wearing his Matt Stafford Lions jersey.
Oh, that's a good one.
His buddy is a Rams fan.
Okay.
He will be wearing his Jared Goff Rams jersey.
Didn't the Rams and the Raiders get into a huge fight in the stadium out there, the fans and stuff?
I don't know. It's been a lot of fans fighting.
Everybody fights everybody, man. I don't know. But
you normally didn't see this much fighting, though, in the games.
Yeah.
Gary's right. Everybody fighting.
I may not even wear my jersey to a game. Well, I don't wear jersey to a game anyway.
Just leave people alone, man.
It's just crazy out there right now.
People they're giving people the
you want to know
finger and stuff. Man, just sit down and calm down.
There are a couple things here. One, people have become increasingly more rude than they were before. That's the first thing. That's the second thing. A lot of times there's alcohol involved. Dude's been drinking all day, and you don't want that happens. You start doing, well, not everybody, liquid courage, right.
Yeah. Steve, I never seen you like that when you were drinking like that.
Steve just go somewhere and lay down.
You going up here to Fiesta Garibaldi, not Fiesta Garibaldi.
Fiesta Garibaldi used to do our Brewers postgame shows at Tim Allen and I.
The place up here, Steve?
Maddie's? Club Paragon?
Club Paragon. I never seen like that Club
Steve
Paragon.
Steve had been in the corner taking a nap.
Nothing like that.
You wouldn't like that at the corner tap.
No. Big Rob over there, Matt Lee, all those guys. Little bartender over there.
Jack
Chris.
And Coke.
Yeah.
Now that
you still drink Jack and Coke? Not anymore.
Yes. Okay. In fact,
I missed
the delivery of my latest bottle of Woodson whiskey that I got.
What do you mean you missed?
So now I have to go pick it up at an auto parts store.
Oh, you missed
auto parts store?
Advance Auto.
Yeah. What kind of bootleg stuff this is?
So UPS brought it.
Oh,
but because you're not there, then they bring it to whatever their drop-off zone is. So then I have to go to Advance Auto in order to go claim it. And I have to bring the UPS tracking number in order to get it.
Oh, my God.
I never had to do that before.
I never heard of that.
So I'll have to do that at some point as
Your Second Amendment, right?
I got the I don't even know which one it is. It's a white label on this one.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Leroy, real quick, when they came out with them hooded sweat tops yesterday, the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know I had to go ahead and get a couple of them.
Did you? Where'd you get it? From the store?
I got the Nike app.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Ask him how much he paid for. Ask him.
Nike app, $150.
A sweatshirt.
And if you bought it from the other place, it was $175. I got the Nike app, $150, shipping free.
Yeah.
So why didn't you get one from the barbershop for like $15?
Well, I called my guy at the barbershop. He said the F was turned the wrong
way. I'm all right with that.
Who cares?
Hey, this like segment
don't even have antlers on like mine. Anal. I don't care.
Yeah.
Save money.
This segment of the Wendy's Big Show is brought to you by Mid-State Equipment. Call or stop in today to see their selection of rental equipment. Visit them online at midstateequipment.com. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talked
that's my guy.
Literally a couple minutes ago, and this is what he had to say.
David, what a practice today?
Excuse me?
Sorry. Is David what a practice today?
David? Yes, he'll be out there today.
How much of a plan is going to be acclimated back to the field here?
I think it's something that we'll just take day by day. Today's practice is primarily a walkthrough. We will have a short individual period, but for the most part, it's more of an above-the-neck type day.
Is that because of the short week next week that we're just planning ahead?
I mean, it's an accumulation of everything, you know, always trying to keep your pulse on the team in terms of where we are health-wise. So that was just the decision that we made for this week. I mean, our sole focus is Washington, period.
Matt, what do you think Whitney Mercilus can give you?
Well, nothing's official, Rob. So until then, I'm not going to say much about it.
But it will become official.
We shall see.
Do you have a feel for Preston Smith at this point as to whether he can play this week?
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals that we're going to give him the week and see where he ends up, and certainly we're hopeful to have him. He's a big part of our defense, but I know he's motivated to want to get out there, and he's done such a great job. He's been physical. He's been disruptive, both in the run and the pass game, so he's provided great leadership out there, and so certainly we would love to have him back, but we'll see as the week plays out.
Back to Dave, I realize there's a lot of things in play. He's got to get comfortable and shake off a lot of rust, but just I guess from a conditioning perspective, how is he? I realize there's nothing like football shape, but is he able to stay in good shape through all this?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think he's been putting in the work. You guys see him out there every day. Just grinding with Nate over on the sidelines. He's been doing a great job in the weight room with Giz. And, you know, he's a pro's pro. So he's always taking care of himself. I think he's in pretty good shape.
Hey, Matt, let's try Rob's question this way. You lost Kadarius for the year. You lost Chauncey. You don't know what's up with Preston. I know you like the guys you have on the roster, but could you guys use some help at that position right now?
I think you're always looking for help, and I know nothing's concrete in terms of Z for the year. But, yeah, you're always looking to upgrade your football team, and I know Goody is constantly looking at every available option out there for us, and if an opportunity presents itself, I know he'll jump at it.
What does that mean to you as a coach? I know there have been times for those of us that have been here longer than you where those types of moves, it was just promote the next young guy and count on him to kind of step into that role. What does it mean to you as a coach to know that the personnel department is maybe being a little more aggressive than things have been in the past?
Oh, it makes you feel great as a coach because ultimately we're as good as many times as our players are able to go out there and perform. And the more great players you have, the better the opportunity that you have is to win football games. And that's what we're all here for. And but I got a lot of confidence in our scouting department, starting and led by the leadership of Goody and just his ability to evaluate players and not only find the right skill set, but the right kind of people to come in our organization and be great team members as well.
Is that a challenge, Matt, when you're bringing in a guy into the locker room 6-7 weeks in the season? Is that
Yeah, I think it's always something that you need to consider, and I think our guys do a great job of that.
Matt, we're so used to seeing Aaron's accuracy so on point, no matter where he's throwing on the field, when he misses a few, it's kind of jarring. He's missed a few deep balls this year. He missed one, obviously, to Allen Sunday. Is that at all a concern, Aaron's deep throwing?
No, I think he's been He's been awesome. You know, not all those when they miss are always, you know, on him either. So it takes everybody, and whether it's, you know, having to move in the pocket, whether it's a guy, and I'm not pinpointing that exact case, but when you look back, the tendency is, we always stress to, whether it's receiver, tight end, running back, whoever it may be, when you look back for the ball, you got to really accentuate your arm pump, because the natural tendency for anybody is that you tend to slow down. So, like, you just got to make sure that our guys are keeping their speed up. But that's not something I'm concerned about.
He's tended to overthrow when he has missed deep this season. In general, with a quarterback that might be 37 years old, Is that something that can start to decline, the deep ball throwing?
Yeah, I don't see any decline in his arm talent and in his ability to throw accurately. I mean, there's so many passes that he puts where guys can, whether it's a crossing route, wherever it may be, where guys don't even break stride. I just watched one from earlier this season when he hit Devontae on a big third and long versus Detroit on a double move down the sideline, and Tay didn't even break stride. So I think, you know, he's as accurate as any quarterback that I've ever been around. And I think, you know, if you look at it all time, he's got to be right there, if not at the top.
With the schedule the way it lined up the way it is, you're coming off a divisional game on the road. You have Kansas City and Arizona coming up. It's certainly tempting to think of this as maybe like a potential trap game. How do you kind of make sure that doesn't happen to you?
Just the same way we approach it every week. You can't take anything for granted in this league. I think this is a really good football team that we're about to play. All you got to do is look at what they were able to do. And I know there's 60 minutes to a game, but I mean, they're beating KC 13-10 at the half. And you just look at the roster, there's talent up and down on both sides of the ball. And so that, you know, we have got to prepare like we do every week. I said it earlier, our sole focus is on Washington. We know every game is a challenge in this league. I mean, most of these games are decided by a couple plays. So if you have your focus anywhere else, you're going to get beat.
Even if he doesn't play this weekend, what does having a leader like David Bakhtiari back on the field do for the morale of the team, especially with all the injuries you guys have suffered lately?
Yeah, he prepares the right way each and every day. He has a great message for our guys. I think he leads in that room as good as anybody. And, you know, he's a great talent. So I think it definitely gives everybody a shot in the arm.
Matt, when Gutekunst brings a player to you that he wants to sign or offer, how much do you look into the personality aspect, or how much do you ask him about that in terms of fitting into the locker room?
Oh, I think that's a big part of it, especially as you get going into the season. And we all know that the teams that tend to be the most connected and the most player-led typically are your best teams. So I think that's a big part of it.
All right, there is Matt LaFleur from earlier today, literally within this hour. He just got done talking. Hey, Young Express, coming, we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family company, a company that's been in business for over 30 years? Well, they're currently looking to add company straight truck drivers. We're going to be talking about what a great company Young Express is to work for. Now go and apply online. They're looking for people to drive local to the city of Milwaukee. Minimum 1 year continuous straight truck driving experience is needed. Familiarity with DOT regulations, clean background, and driving record. What you can get working for Young Express, 40 to 55 hours per week, Monday through Friday. 99% no-touch freight. All dock-to-dock, no home deliveries. That's a big deal for a lot of guys. Health insurance, 401k with company match and profit sharing. No truck jumping, but get this, a new truck. You get a new truck every 4 years. Personal days and vacation days, of course. Apply for the position at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won yesterday, so you win today. Tomorrow, John Heyman will be on the show, our Odyssey MLB insider. Cody Bellinger doing something that Yelich did not do for the Brewers in the postseason, so we'll talk to him about that. The first hour of the show, last hour of the show, John McClain will join us. Is that his name? I always say his name wrong.
Yeah, John McClain.
John McClain, okay. John McClain has covered the Texans since the inception of the Texans. He'll join us in the last hour of the show tomorrow. Talk more about Merciless. Shapiro is going to be the newest Green Bay Packer outside linebacker, defensive end. Then we have an author of a book coming up in the last hour after him that wrote a whole book on the old CBS pregame show before NFL games. Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek, Irv Cross, Will McDonough, all of that. Wrote a book on that whole show, the inception of it, how it all played out.
Jane Kennedy was on there too.
Yes.
Lord
correct.
Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Was Pam Grier on there too?
Who? No, no. That was Superfly. Yeah, you're talking about something else.
Yeah, he's really confused.
Darren Grill went on that.
No.
Big Bad Mama. Yeah, one of those types.
What you know about that? That's too old for you. What you know about that?
Afro and heels. Keep the dough down.
Leroy's older than you realize, I think, sometimes.
I just look young.
It's all right, though. So they'll be on. And then Kevin Bullis, UW Whitewater football coach, will be on to wrap up the show tomorrow as well as they take care of Oshkosh. Nobody can keep it close with Whitewater right now. They're blowing everybody out.
Who's got?
And Oshkosh was ranked 18th. Whitewater was ranked 3rd.
Who they got this weekend?
Who do they have this weekend? I don't remember.
Oh, they beat Oshkosh last weekend.
River Falls?
Yeah. They beat Oshkosh last weekend. Yeah, what's the score? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't remember. They beat them by like 20 or 30 points. Yeah. I think it was by 20 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
He's Bullets rolling.
They pretty much owned the ball in the fourth quarter, had a couple turnovers.
Whitewater on fire.
As well. Yeah, Whitewater's tough. They're number 3 right now. So. Yeah. We'll talk more about Kevin Bullis and Whitewater tomorrow at the end of the show. Thanks for listening to Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget, if you missed anything, go to BigShowNetwork.com or download that Odyssey app and hit rewind. You can listen to everything you missed today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. My thanks to Sam Schmitz and Toby Altizer for producing. Toodles!
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.